No, you're good.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgevin. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. Women, the moment you find out that you are pregnant, you are super elated and grateful to God for this amazing gift. The great news is that now you can hire a doula to help you every step of the way of your fascinating journey to motherhood. Joining us tonight is somebody very, very special. Ms. Esther McCant, who is the president and CEO of Metro Mommy Agency. Esther, welcome back. Welcome back to On Point with Rachel Turgevin. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me again. I feel so blessed to be here to join you again tonight. And I thank you for allowing me to share this space with you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure and honor to all of us. I know that all of our viewers, many of them have children, great-grandchildren planning to have babies, or maybe some of them are going to have children themselves. So I want them to know all about what is a doula and how important is it for them to hire you. Today, I want to have a front and center conversation on the tremendous asset that you will be, or that you are, to expectant parents and also to their families. But before we begin, Esther, I want them to get to know you better. Let's talk about your education. Let's talk about your story with regards to your jobs, to your family experience. How did you get to be where you are today? Tell us.
Awesome. Yes. So I am a Miami native, born and raised here. Had the pleasure of doing all of my schooling in North Miami Beach. I just had the awesome opportunity to reminisce about that recently. I had a proclamation made out for me last month.
Congratulations.
That I was just honored to be there. And it was just a full circle moment. But in living here in Miami-Dade County and being able to, you know, raise a family, I have four boys, all of which are ages 5 to 11.
Well, you must be very busy.
always busy. And I homeschool them as well. But during the time of my pregnancies, I was very focused on having a positive birth experience. I was not trying to focus on the negative. I was focused on what was possible. And so that meant doing some research, learning what my options were here in South Florida. And for those who are watching, we have not only OBs, OBGYNs, we have midwives, we have licensed midwives, we have certified professional midwives, we have certified nurse midwives. So we have a lot of options here. And I chose the route of midwifery care because that model seemed to suit me best in terms of trusting my body and also trusting my ability to give birth to my baby in, you know, the way that I would desire, which is very reminiscent to how I am at home, right? So in a comfortable environment with my family around, that was the way that I chose to birth my babies. And in doing so successfully, especially after the third, I realized that, wow, in order to do this successfully, you really do need support. Yeah, you really do. From the childbirth education, from my doula, from, you know, my partner supporting me. It's really important to have a village around you. And so when I sat in a postpartum visit with my midwife after having my third son, I found myself feeling very fulfilled as a mother, but also feeling like something was missing, like there was something greater that I was supposed to be doing in this role as a mother. And so she asked me a very important question and asked me, you know, what is it that you really enjoy doing the most? And I shared with her, I love being able to talk to women about pregnancy, birth, and unfortunately, also being able to be an ear to them for any birth trauma that they might have received as well. So that was what I was originally just naturally doing. And she told me about becoming a doula or a childbirth educator or a midwife. And so I chose doula. And the plan is to definitely pursue midwifery school at some point, hopefully in the next 5 years or so. And
you went to University of Miami as well.
I did, yes. I did skip over that. So I did go to UM. I graduated with my bachelor's in biology, and I was focused on pre-med at the time, and decided, you know, afterwards to do a little bit of a MPH program at FIU. In doing so, I learned, you know, there's so many ways to help people, and I felt it was best for me to pause that program and pursue just supporting my family at the time. But public health has found me either way. So in the sense of the way that I serve now in my community and the different programs and organizations that I'm a part of, it's always found me. So I'm grateful for that.
Serve. I know that you also work with the Department of Children and Families for many years, and it was there that you also saw how our kids can thrive in a great setting. Talk to us about that.
Yes. So in working with DCF Child Care Regulation, I learned, you know, what it takes to ensure children are in a safe, clean, healthy environment, healthy for not only, you know, their minds, but also their bodies. And so I really flourished under the leadership of my supervisor at the time, because I learned the ins and outs. I learned about regulations. I learned about compliance. I learned about the childcare industry in general. And it helped me as a new mom as well to figure out where is the best place for me to place my child. So those are some of the things that I provide in support to parents who are just looking for, you know, support at home with that newborn. And then later on in those years when they have to place a child in school, I have done some consulting on the side for those parents to get a better understanding on how to navigate childcare here in Miami-Dade County. That's a little bit about, you know, my background.
Love it. I love it. So for those that missed our first interview, let's define what is a doula so we're all on the same page. Tell us.
Absolutely. So a doula is a trained professional who is trained to help a family, expectant family, to navigate their pregnancy before, during, and after the birth. And the way that we do this is by providing support that's informational, emotional, and also physical. So we physically will support that mother once she is in labor at her home, until she maybe arrives at her hospital, depending on if the hospital's policy will allow us in, which during COVID, that's been a change that we've been experiencing. And then we can continue to provide that support virtually as well. And then after the birth, if we are physically there, we help with lactation to ensure that that first latch goes really well. And after that, once the family is home, we are able to visit them in home. So I usually conduct my visits within the first week of the baby's life, so that if there are any issues with breastfeeding, I'm able to identify them and address them.
Yes, one. I'm sure that a lot of our viewers and watchers, yes, you know, breastfeeding is an issue, because I know it was an issue with me. It was very difficult with my daughter because I wanted to make sure that she got all the nutrients, and I wasn't sure if I was producing enough milk. So right. Your help is amazing. Now, in hiring you during, before, and after, there's a lot of things that you do, and I want our viewers to get a clear picture of the services that you know doulas do. For instance, a birth plan. Talk to us about a birth plan and how do you help with pain management and writing down what the wishes of your client is. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. I actually told a prospect client this week, the birth plan is mandatory. It's not that I assume the birth plan will happen exactly as it is. Nobody can guarantee that. But there is a special process that I go through with my clients to help them envision and visualize the birth that they desire. And it's more likely when you have the education in our prenatal visits that you're better able to understand your options and make better choices during labor. And so the birth plan is essential also because we utilize it as a tool to communicate with our providers, to let them know this is what I desire, this is, you know, what you should expect from me. And then it's also a way to engage them and find out what your provider might have been expecting to do, right? And kind of identify you as what type of patient they might expect on the day of your labor and on the day of your birth. So I love creating the birth plan with folks. I really enjoy it, and I try to have it knocked out and done by 36 weeks so nobody's, you know, stressed or worried, still confused about their options. Everybody's certain, and we're just waiting on baby to tell us when baby wants to arrive.
I love it. And also, let's also give credit to the amazing physical support that you give to expectant moms. For instance, I know that when I was pregnant, my back was always hurting me. So I needed someone to massage me, right? You do massages also, you do acupuncture, like maybe press. Talk to us about that, like the physical support that you provide as a doula.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So physical support requires me to have careful observation of the laboring family, right? Both the mom and the partner sometimes needs that massage, right? Those shoulders get a little tense as the adrenaline is rushing. So I do use a lot of hands-on techniques as I see the labor progresses and the need for my hands to be on her progresses. But the other thing is aromatherapy. The other thing could also be different tools that I bring in my doula bag, right? So it's like this bag of tricks, and it's filled with tools like Rebozo and different tools that will help to facilitate relaxation. But I think most importantly, I do want to note, when it comes to hiring a doula or working with a doula, it's also about the things that aren't in the bag, right? The things that I show up with. Right. And so that's that experience, that understanding of what's normal in labor to get you to the hospital on time, to make sure you're not getting there too late and having a baby in the car. Right. Like, that's something we don't ever want to happen.
No, it's scary.
Yeah, it's a scary thing, you know, and for some people, a little traumatic. And so I definitely use, you know, my expertise and my understanding of how labor progresses to guide me in supporting you. And that alone, that reassurance and telling you are exactly where you need to be, you're doing amazing, you're phenomenal, that encouragement, those words of encouragement, those affirmations that we, you know, develop and talk through really help a family make it through to the very end and
absolutely enjoy, you know? And just the fact, like you said, like having your presence, you know, brings the expectant mom with a lot of calmness and serenity, and even the partner, you know, the partner, the husband, you know, he is just as excited and just as nervous as the expectant mom as well.
Yeah,
so you provide a lot of support for the partner, and you also educate the partner as well. So you're like an angel sent to the family, really. I mean, an amazing blessing, right? Because you also, let's suppose if an effective mom, you know, wants some ice chips, you know, and the partner's exhausted, so he doesn't feel like getting up and going to the refrigerator or helping her go to the bathroom when they're at the hospital. I mean, there's so many different variables going on.
Yeah.
You know, so elaborate on that too, because I want people to listen that your work is incredible.
Yeah. I think about, you know, what I think about is a recent client where she had her partner right there close by. We sat in these classes, etc. But I don't know what it is. Sometimes the retainment of everything, I don't know if that's the word, how they retain everything and how it plays out in real life, you tend to see, for those who understand the role of a doula, they reach out more, right? In those early phases of labor. I think this is labor. I don't know if I'm timing them correctly. This just came out, you know, when I wiped. So all of these things are questions that need to be answered now, right? Because they immediately can either stir up anxiety or also stir up fear in someone. Right. And that can potentially impact the labor. So for those partners, I'm helping them navigate those early stages, saying, hey, you know, maybe it's time for her to rest, you know, asking specific questions about what their day was like earlier in the day. And they find that very helpful because, one, partners are not always ready. They've just had a full day of work, probably. Right. And they're exhausted. And so they want to know that I can come in the wee hours, you know, 2-3 in the morning and stay up with mom. And
yeah, they open the door and they say, wow, am I glad to see you.
Glad to see me. Yes. And then they go to bed and they sleep. And then I wake them up when it's time to have their baby.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about whether they decide to have it in the hospital or have it in the comfort of their own homes, wherever you go. The environment, I know, is extremely important. And having you as a doula next to an expectant mom, You know, they can tell you, listen, I want you to put this type of music in advance. You know, when I'm in the labor, I want you to put this type of music. I want you to dim the lights. Or I want you to not dim the lights. Whatever works for them, whatever gives them the calmness, you are there at their beck and call. Go ahead, tell us.
Yeah, so another cool example I can share with you, a story, is it doesn't matter how long the birth is, right? Because ideally, you want to get your investments worth, right? You want me to, you know, clock in and make that time worth it, right? But it doesn't matter how long it's been. So I've had clients, you know, upon arrival, within an hour, I'm guiding them to the hospital, because I know it's time for them to have their babies. Whether I am able to enter the hospital or not, it's worth it, because in that moment, so much is happening in her body, right? And so much is intensifying in her body. And so what I love to do is just be present. You know, that's a skill set that I think I value the most, and I know my clients value the most, is that I can laser in and just be laser focused on just meeting whatever needs they have as it comes up. Oftentimes, I'm letting them know they should be drinking and hydrating, because they don't even know how important it is and how they're not focused on it, right? So I'm thinking of everything. I'm thinking about, okay, this baby needs to make sure it's calm. And so mom's breath, how she's breathing matters, okay? How calm she is in her body, the tension that she holds in her body, and how relaxed is.
Unless you are, you know, pregnant, and unless you've had a child, you know how much that hurts. We as women know how much it hurts. And to have you as a doula next to us, that you can, you know, hold our hand, and you can also, if you want to scream, we scream together. If we want to moan, we moan together. Whatever it takes. I know how intense it is. Thank God I had my family back then. But I already told you in the last show with my daughter, I want to make sure, you know, that we also have you as the next person. We will be hiring you as well, because it's not an easy thing to give birth. You know, right. Yes, it's great that, you know, that people can get pregnant, but we have to give the support to the expecting moms, because it is the most, how can I say this, the strongest pain I, Rachel Turgeman, has ever experienced. But by the same token, I'm so grateful to God that we're allowed, you know, to have these babies, and to give us this gift from heaven, because there's nothing better than to feel that you know that you're a mom, and to know that you're a mom as well. Now, Esther, let me ask you this. Is there any data-driven evidence that says that expectant moms that hires doulas like yourself have more healthier babies than not, and are there less incidences of medical intervention?
Yes, and on some levels, yes, in the sense that mothers who are able to have doulas, they are less likely to have a cesarean section. They're less likely to need oxytocin or synthetic oxytocin or Pitocin, as it's called. They're less likely to need any pain medication. And they're less likely to look at their birthing experience in a negative way. They look at it mostly in a positive way, right? And so if a mother is experiencing labor in that way with minimal interventions, then usually, yes, that reduces any risk to the detriment of the infant as well. So that's something to take note of. The other reason why doulas specifically, when we look at a Cochrane review, if you take a look at some of this data, doulas specifically are not technically in the woman's social circle, right? We're not, you know, best friends, although I have been a doula for some friends. And so because of that, because we're coming
you can become best friends. I mean, when you deal with my daughter, when she gets pregnant, I want to be, you know, she wants to be your best friend. I want to be your best friend. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, even the color in my logo, it stands for that BFF, you know, BFF before, during, and after the birth. That's me, you know? So I do become friends with my clients afterwards, for sure, and throughout the process. But it's something about coming into it with an objective view, not subjective, not led by only our emotions and our attachment to the mom. That's how we're able to provide support that's a little different than just the partner or a mother or a close friend in their social circle. So that's something that we've noticed as well. So that's really important to note too when we talk about things like the epidural or certain pain relief medications. Sometimes that has the potential to decrease the baby's heart rate, depending on just certain circumstances. And in having a doula, for example, myself, I'm a hypnobirthing childbirth educator, and majority of my clients do not use the epidural.
I love that.
Yeah. And
they
so
don't use it.
they don't use it, or they don't need it. I actually had a client, her epidural was, not her epidural, but her anesthesiologist came into the room. They usually introduce themselves and check in. And at the time she says, no, I don't need it. We're good. And then they came back in to check in, and literally upon just watching my client, just breathing, relaxed, quiet, calm, he's like, you don't really need me here. You know, you're doing this. You're doing great. And then he walked out the room, you know,
that's a so great thing.
I appreciate that so very much, because, you know, when it's not necessary, we can actually have some really great outcomes. So, yeah.
And what I love about this, I'm going to call you doula, Esther McCann from Metro Mama Agency, is that, you know, doctors are also working with you as well, and nurses are working with you, and then you have the birthing plan as well. You know, you're a childbirth educator, you're a lactation counselor, you're an expert in hypnobirthing as well. I mean, there's so much information in you that you can offer expectant moms and their families just to bring some calmness and some confidence and security. And I think that's wonderful. Can we talk a little bit about how can we avoid, as much as possible, as much as humanly possible, how can we try to avoid miscarriages? Any particular tips?
Oh, yes, definitely. So number one, I definitely encourage nutrition. Good nutrition, especially when we talk about things like, fish oils and healthy omega-3s. Those are some of the best ways to make sure that your baby's brain is developing appropriately, to make sure baby's eyesight is also on point, and also for the mother as well. There's huge benefits for her as well. So I definitely encourage good nutrition. That's something I actually work on. And I actually outsourced a wonderful colleague of mine to help with my clients' nutrition. So one of the things that we have noticed too is for those moms who tend to be obese or morbidly obese, they have higher rates of preterm labor and can potentially have miscarriages as well. And so when I have a client who comes in that is her BMI is a little too high, then what I would advise her to do is to connect with that person, that colleague of mine with the nutrition piece. He's also a personal trainer and in season, just want to shout him out real quick, because that is huge. That's the main thing that I know definitely contributed to a wonderful birth experience for me. Each and every birth I got closer and closer to eating only whole foods, taking supplements, and good exercise is also another thing as well. But also things like stress reduction and managing.
Stress is also
stress can also help to reduce the risk of preterm labor. And so stress is a big one. Those cortisol levels and the stress of a pregnancy, because the thing I want people to realize when we say these families need support is that just because they find out they're pregnant doesn't mean life stops for them, right? We have families in my family. I'm sorry?
I'm saying life begins for us when we have
it. It does.
We're so happy.
It does. It does. We're so happy. But at the same time, some of our families, our most vulnerable populations, they're dealing with housing issues. They're dealing with job losses. They're dealing with, loss of family or friends during a pregnancy. Some of them accidents. I don't know how many women I've talked to during a pregnancy, they've gotten into a random motor vehicle accident, and I learned today during a community meeting with the Jasmine Project that sometimes it's substance abuse. Right. And so connecting any of those families, whether you're on one extreme to the other, to a doula will assist them, will fill in any gaps that might exist in the maternity care team, and and also support that partner as well. I've been able to help partners with any needs that they might have, whether it's breastfeeding materials, whether it's breast pumps, cribs, mattresses, you name it. I have an amazing, amazing set of followers all over my social media, and they support anything that I do. And when a family is in need, I put it out there and people respond tremendously. So that's like my nonprofit heart at work there.
So what do you say to all those people that are out there that are, you know, want to get pregnant, but they love to have their drinks? It's Friday night, let's go have drinks, or they like to smoke. What do you think about those issues?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, you know, when people find out that they're pregnant, they tend to try to stop those behaviors, right? And so to better facilitate fertility and facilitate a healthy start to your pregnancy, you want to start to model those healthy behaviors now, right? It makes it a lot easier than to just go cold turkey, right? And so you want to give your baby the best. We already know firsthand smoke and secondhand smoke and even thirdhand smoke can be detrimental to one's health. And thirdhand smoke I didn't know about was actually like that smell, that scent you get on the clothes and the furniture and the scent that kind of stays, that's thirdhand smoke. And that's not helpful to a healthy breathing environment for a baby.
You know, Esther, we need to sacrifice as parents. I know that, you know, obviously I don't like to drink anyway. So for me, not going out on Friday nights and having a drink, I can go out on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. I can just have water and lemon and eat whatever, but I'm not a drinker. But I know a lot of people that are drinkers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that science shows us that sometimes we can give birth to kids that have huge behavioral problems or, you know, abnormalities, physical abnormalities. If we can avoid that, my viewers, if you have any children that want to have babies, please tell them not to smoke or to drink for 9 months so that we can have healthy, beautiful, God-sent babies. I would love that. Talk to us a little bit about your mentorship program. I know that you mentor other doulas, not only here, but in Georgia, so on and so forth. Share with me.
Definitely. So yes, I started this mentorship program back in 2019 after I would get so many calls from, you know, women who are interested in becoming doulas. I would share my time with them. And then I felt a little disappointed if they didn't move forward, right, in becoming a doula when I would follow up with them. And so I said, you know what, let me create this program. Let's do this in a structured way. And so what I've done is consolidated all of my business coaching that I've received, and I am literally spewing it back out in this view with this lens of birth work, right? And so the latest program that I'm going to be launching is called Diversify Your Birth Work. And what I believe is that as a doula, not only can you meet the needs of your individual clients, but you can also meet the needs of your community. And so the intention of this mentorship program is to further develop and provide professional development for doulas who are interested in making a bigger impact than they are currently making, to also provide the mentorship that's often lacking after a doula is trained. They often don't know where to go next. They don't know what to do to set up their businesses. They don't know how to retain clientele. And so in order to do this full time, I had to put a lot of work into it and learn a lot about business that I did not know before. And in doing so, I just want to share that knowledge and expand the reach, because we know when we have more doulas, particularly doulas of color, we can start to impact these large, you know, racial disparities that exist when it comes to infant mortality rates and also maternal mortality rates as well.
That's outstanding. So I don't know if you know this, Esther, but we're also on 12 podcasts. So for the podcast, can you please give out your website so that they can also look you up? And of course, our viewers here.
If you're listening, you can find me at my website, metromommyagency.com. That's metromommyagency.com.
Absolutely. And your phone number?
And my phone number, if you'd like to reach me, I actually got a new phone number. It's a business phone number. I would actually prefer everyone to just kind of go through the website if possible, because that's the best way for me to identify and kind of stratify what you might need from me, whether it is, you know, access to the baby items, a consultation, breastfeeding support, doula support. If you want to be a part of the mentorship program, there's a tab for you right there. And I will do my best to respond in a timely manner so that you can get started with speaking with me and moving forward in whatever way that I can help and support your family.
So let's have healthy babies. Go ahead and hire Esther McCann. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Esther, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Is there a last minute message that perhaps you would like to leave all our viewers with tonight?
Yes, yes. So I didn't go into too much detail, but the big news is that I did receive a grant that I will definitely share more about. And this grant is literally the epitome of me taking literal baby steps to increase my understanding of the problem that I'm trying to solve as a doula. And so I would encourage those who are out there, if you have identified a problem and you feel like you have the gift and you've been called to solve the problem, please take those baby steps because they can actually potentially lead to other people seeing your vision, being motivated, wanting to be a part of it, and wanting to push your vision and your dream forward. So for those of you who are still dreaming out there and you have goals in mind this year, don't be discouraged. I want to encourage you to seek out that dream team, the people who will support you in your vision, and go for it because it's absolutely worth it. And I can't wait to tell you more about the grant later. Just definitely stay in touch on my website. And thank you so much for having me, Rachel.
Oh, thank you so much, Esther. Thank you for sharing with our viewers why your role is so important in our fascinating journey to motherhood. Keep up the fantastic work. We'll invite you back on On Point with Rachel Turgeman later on in 2022. So we'll talk to you really soon. Thank you for showing up on Point Rachel Turgeman. And to all of you, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel, On Point Rachel Turgeman. Remember that keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.